Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening, this is the Prime Evening News for today, Monday, March 25th, 2024, in the headlines. Concerned Citizens Movement Treasurer John Blanchard laments the continuous electoral reform obstacles faced by the Dominican residents since March 27th, 2008 to date. PAHO is calling on all countries to intensify the fight against the preventable and curable disease known as tuberculosis or TB, a leading cause of death from a single infectious agent worldwide. And South Korean medical professors are resigning and reducing outpatient services to support trainee doctors, striking against a government plan to expand medical school admissions. The news is brought to you compliments Archipelago Trading Agents of Beacon Insurance Limited. Details coming up next.
You settle for more. Get up to 35% off Beacon's fully comprehensive vehicle insurance and still cover a whole lot more. Enjoy higher discounts and better coverage for any kind of vehicle, car, SUV or pickup with free loss of use, windscreen cover and special perils. To sign up, call Archipelago Trading at 448-5247 or log on to beacon.co.tt and settle for more today.
John Blanchard, the treasurer of the Concerned Citizens Movement, has stated that from March 27, 2008 to March 22, 2004, Dominica has faced challenges in persuading both the Electoral Commission and the government to enact electoral reform. According to Blanchard, the call for electoral reform began in the early 2000s, but gained significant momentum later on. He emphasized the continued advocacy efforts by various individuals for the much-needed legislative changes in the electoral process.
From this day, this March 27, 2008, to until this present day today, March 22, 2024, we have been struggling to have the Electoral Commission and the government, by extension, to do the right thing, implement the necessary reforms. The struggle for reform actually started in 2005, although the need for reform was cited by chief election officers from since 2000 onwards, there have been that need for reform, because we have recommendations after the 2000 elections by the chief election officer at the time, Rita Serafin, and she said that urgent consideration be given to funding to implement voter ID cards before the next general election. And Magda Wodino, she said urgent consideration should be given to funding to implement voters' ID card before the next general election. So in 2000, the then chief election officer, Rita Serafin, found it urgent to issue voters' ID card. That is 24 years ago. It was urgent. So tell me what it is today. Then you had recommendations from other chief election officers. You had from Marina Williams in 2005 and 2009, similar ID cards. In 2014, you had by Stephen LaRocque, the then chief elections officer. He was recommending multi-purpose ID cards.
In addition to numerous individuals advocating for meaningful and comprehensive electoral reform, Blanchard underscores the recommendations put forth by several organizations, including the Commonwealth and the Organization of American States.
So we have what? We have Rita Serafin, we have Marina Williams, we have Stephen LaRocque, all these are former chief election officers. They all saw the need to have some form of reform with voters' ID cards. We also have recommendations from the Commonwealth Observers after the 2014 general election. We have recommendations from the OAS, Organization of American States. We have recommendations from CARICOM. We also had recommendations from the group comprising of leaders of church, business, civil society, and so on, to include the reps from the Christian Council, the Business Forum, the trade unions, GWAU, Bar Association, Evangelical Association, the Dominican Public Service Union, the DPSU. This group, all of these groups, as aforementioned, has been actively engaged and meeting with various entities and stakeholders to include political parties, chairman of the Electoral Commission, chief election officer, the president of Dominica, among others.
And that was Concerned Citizens Movement Treasurer Jonah Blanchard. Dominica's Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit met with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Monday, with both leaders pledging to increase mutual trust, vigorous exchanges and cooperation in various fields. Mr. Skerrit also met on Monday with Premier Li Kuanjing and the Chairman of the National People's Congress Standing Committee, Zhao Luzhi. The Prime Minister led a delegation to China to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between Dominica and the People's Republic of China. Mr. Skerrit told Chinese leader Xi Jinping on Monday, attaches high value to its relations with China based on mutual respect and deep ties of cooperation. He expressed gratitude for Chinese support to Dominica's development goals and for the assistance received during the COVID-19 pandemic. Mr. Skerrit identified potential areas of further cooperation between the two countries in the fields of infrastructure, tourism, renewable energy, e-commerce, health, agriculture, and educational exchanges. He reiterated Dominica's support for the One China Principle and said Dominica welcomes the Belt and Road Initiative, the Global Security Initiative, and the Global Civilization Initiative, which have contributed to raising the quality of life of global citizens and preserving of world peace. President Xi said Dominica was a trustworthy friend and partner of China in the region, and that China-Dominica relations have become a good example of south-south cooperation. He said that China appreciates Dominica's steadfast friendship and was willing to work with the island to synergize development strategies and turn the friendly relations into a driving force for win-win cooperation to deliver greater benefits to the two countries. Discover Dominica Authority has unveiled the eagerly awaited lineup for the 13th edition of the Jazz and Creole Festival, promising a perfect mix of performances to captivate audiences. Among the standout acts announced, Jamaican-American singer Alain Lofen has been designated as the headlining artist for this year's event. The inclusion of Alain Lofen as the headline act underscores the festival's commitment to delivering world-class entertainment to attendees.
Let's turn our attention to the artists performing on the main stage of Jazz and Creole on Sunday, May 5th, beginning at 2 p.m. at Fort Shirley in the Capritz National Park. A rising talent with her fusion of soul and elegance, quickly being recognized as the Caribbean neo-soul queen, captivating audiences with her performances, Miss Lily Octave. Hailing from Reunion Island, by the way of Paris and the USA, now known as the Violin Queen, we present Mappy.
Dominica's Princess of Songs, Mikelle Henderson, is set to grace the stage alongside other re-owned artists at this year's highly anticipated event, known for her captivating performances and soul-stirring vocals. Henderson's participation adds a touch of top-class local flavor to the lineup, further enhancing the festival experience for attendees.
Prepare to be enchanted by the Princess of Song herself. from the nature island, Dominica, a gifted singer, songwriter, and a masterful flutist, whose melodious song and powerful voice continue to grace stages around the world, leaving the audiences in awe. Mikkel Henderson. And I sing home, and I'm raising song, this gem to which I belong, this land is my home. The Caribbean's longest-serving dance band, led by two dynamic singers, effortlessly delivering the classics of yesteryear with the sounds of the modern era, the Swinging Stars Band. Weaving Jamaican dancehall and reggae rhythms, together with elements of R&B and hip-hop, the singer-songwriter, with her sweet voice and poignant lyrics, resonate deeply with listeners. Alain. Join us on Mipo as we jazz up Creole with our theme, Creole Fusion.
And that was Discover Dominica 40-year public relations and communications specialist Monel Alexis. The Pan-Caribbean Partnership Against HIV and AIDS, PANCAP, responsible for coordinating the Caribbean response to the HIV epidemic, wrapped off its 8th meeting of national AIDS program managers and key partners recently. The two-day event saw policymakers, program managers, civil society representatives, members of the people living with HIV community, and those at risk of HIV gather to strategize on scaling up efforts against HIV and other sexually transmitted infections across the region. Discussions at the meeting centered on enhancing coordination among governments, stakeholders, and partners to improve data collection on HIV and other diseases. Participants emphasized the importance of accurate data in guiding prevention and treatment initiatives. Another key focus was the expansion of HIV self-testing initiatives throughout the Caribbean. By promoting HIV-ST, countries aim to bolster HIV testing rates and achieve prevention targets efficiently. This approach plays a crucial role in ensuring that PLHIV are aware of their status, a milestone known as the first 95 in prevention targets. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website, that's www.q95da.com. Former District Education Officer Randall Thomas is calling for proper electoral reform in Dominica. Speaking on the Concerned Citizens Movement program on Friday, he alleged that Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit and other key members of his administration have perverted the sacred process of democratic elections in Dominica by controlling the majority on the Electoral Commission and by dissolving the IPO when it tried to do its work.
Citizens have been given the runaround on electoral reform. Now it's time to block obstructionists fighting to retain their election-stealing legacy. Deploying malicious machinations and delay tactics, the antagonists and adversaries of development have sought to demolish the overriding value of just and fair electoral reform. Elections are one of the most important and integral aspects of politics within our democratic system of governance. True democracy can function effectively only when election to positions of power is held in a free and fair manner and environment. March 27, 2024 will mark the 16th anniversary of the first fatal, brutal shot fired on electoral reform. In an email dated 27th of March 2008, Senior Counsel Anthony Astafan instructed Skerrit, quote, "There is madness going on at the Electoral Commission, calling Richard Charles, calling Kondwani Williams, these guys are talking about reforms to include ID cards for voting and complete re-registration of voters. Such reforms, he said, will undermine your Minister Roosevelt's re-election legacy, unquote. What brutally unpatriotic remarks from a person who ought to know and do and say better.
Mr. Thomas claims the Prime Minister's obsession with re-election is closely linked to his fast rise in wealth over the past 16 years, making reference to the manipulative use of the Citizenship by Investment program.
These 16 years of obstructionist behavior regarding electoral reform coincide with 16 years of obsession with a model of economic policy founded on the sale of passports. The two are clearly linked and inseparable. First, government policy of global citizenship was aimed at accumulating a critical mass of foreigners with the privilege of participating in Dominica's elections, thus giving the incumbent an unfair advantage. Second, the policy of selling passports heralded the start of a governance model to convert a national asset, or passports, into personal property and wealth for the privileged few. As the peddling of this asset grinds to the end of its useful life, sparse passports revenues may be earmarked to reimburse financiers engaged in front-loading money for land grabbing. However, whether by supernatural force or inevitable outcome, Roosevelt's Carrot's economic model based on the sale of passports is doomed to fail.
And that was a former education officer Arundel Thomas. The Convent High School emerged victorious in the 9th annual National Secondary Schools Literacy Quiz Competition hosted by the Rotary Club of Dominica. The event featured six finalist schools, namely Dominica Grammar School, St. Mary's Academy, Orion Academy, Castlebrook Secondary School, Northeast Comprehensive School, and the Convent High School. The competition was designed to promote youth engagement in global literacy endeavors, while also nurturing intellectual curiosity, reinforcing learning, and cultivating a passion for reading.
For their school, also received $10 of paid tickets to Harrow, also sponsored by the Central Cooperative Credit Union Limited.
In other news, the Pan-American Health Organization, PAHO, is calling countries to intensify the fight against the preventable and curable disease known as tuberculosis. Tuberculosis, or TB, is the leading cause of death from a single infectious agent worldwide, surpassed only by COVID-19. In the Americas, about 325,000 people fell ill from TB in 2023, and 35,000 people died from the disease, according to the World Health Organization's Global Tuberculosis Report. These figures represent an increase of 14% to 41% respectively, compared to 2015, a surge exacerbated by the pandemic. In addition, an estimated 83,000 people went undiagnosed and untreated for TB. PAHO Director Dr. Jabas Barbosa said it is time to redouble efforts and work towards a future where TB is no longer a public health threat, adding that countries in the Americas have committed to TB elimination and the organization have new technologies and strategies that could bring the world closer to realizing this vision. Among the advancements that can help countries eliminate tuberculosis by 2030, Dr. Barbosa highlighted AI-assisted radiography for active case finding within communities, rapid molecular tests for detecting the disease at the primary healthcare level, and oral and shorter treatments. And medical professors in South Korea said they will cut back on the hours they spend in practice starting today, Monday, to support trainee doctors on strike for more than a month over a government plan to boost medical school admissions. King Shang-soo, president of the Medical Professors Association of Korea, emphasized to reporters that the expansion of medical school admissions would not only affect medical education, but also jeopardize the stability of the country's healthcare system.
South Korea's protest of junior doctors kicked up a notch on Monday. Their mass walkout weeks ago over a government plan to boost medical school admissions has left hospitals turning away patients and delaying operations. Now the trainees are getting support from medical professors who submitted their resignations en masse to back the strike. Here's Kim Chang-soo, the president of the Medical Professors Association of Korea.
It is clear that increasing medical school admissions will not only ruin medical school education, but cause our country's healthcare system to collapse.
Kim said some professors are cutting their hours in outpatient treatment to focus on emergency and severely ill patients. He did not say how many put in their resignations, but he warned that more will come if the government goes ahead with punishments for the striking trainees. About 70% of the country's junior doctors walked off the job en masse on February the 20th. That's about 9,000 people. They're asking for better work conditions and pay. And they're angry that the government is focusing instead on raising the number of students admitted each year to medical school from 2025. The government says the move is vital to tackle a shortage of doctors in one of the world's fastest aging societies. President Yoon Suk-yeol has vowed to stand firm on boosting the medical student headcount. Officials have threatened to suspend the licenses of the doctors who've left their posts. But on Sunday, Yoon appeared to soften his stance and urge the country's prime minister to seek flexible measures in dealing with the suspension. Yoon's office said he also ordered the prime minister to form a constructive consultative body to speak with all medical professionals.
That's the Prime Evening News, and here's a recap of the headlines. Concerned Citizens Movement Treasurer John Blanchard laments the continuous electoral reform obstacles faced by Dominican residents since March 27, 2008. PAHO is calling on all countries to intensify the fight against the preventable and curable disease known as tuberculosis or TB, a leading cause of death from a single infectious agent worldwide. And South Korean medical professors are resigning and reducing outpatient services to support trainee doctors striking against a government plan to expand medical school admissions.
Only on Q.
The news was brought to you compliments Archipelago Trading Agents of Beacon Insurance Limited. Q. I am Phyllis Valman.
Our news, as it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95 DA.